Okay, so you know, who are these Zanes? Episode number 3. Oh my gosh. It's an absolute gut punch listening to these old school radio tapes of me, Ben and I, just, me cringing in embarrassment, him shock and awe with how awful this material is. Okay, we feature it once a week on the Patreon. We play a bunch of clips and laugh hysterically at different eras of radio in my radio career. And I've just got so much footage, it is inexhaustible. I will die before we run out of footage on who are these Zanes. Ben and I spend a pretty fair amount of time just going over these old tapes and just laughing and cringing and wincing and wondering how in the hell I ever was able to gain any type of employment at a radio station. Here you go, the latest free view of who are these Zanes.
Okay.
Let's see. You know, when I get to it, I'll describe it, but there's okay. A lot of interesting points to this. When I say interesting, I mean shitty. that's basically what this is. So, all right. Let us get right to it. And I think we're about ready to go. Okay. Now, when we last left you, I was just kind of talking really short before the start of the classic ZZ Top song.
Classic ZZ Top, crank it up on the Z.
Such a short break that doesn't even need to be there.
No. It's just like, we'll just kind of keep the music going. I don't want to waste their time and mess around. Right. I just got to let them know that this classic ZZ Top, I got to crank it up. As if there's someone in his house going, fuck yeah. It just turns it way up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not listening to this loud enough. Thanks, Eric Zane.
So true. Okay, now, Ben.
Yeah.
You've heard moments in the previous episodes where I would take a phone call.
That's right.
And the poor boy, me, would be talking to someone. And usually someone says, hello, can I get a song? And then I'd go, yeah, whatever, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear the character go, oh, hey, poor boy, what do you mean? You know, somehow I'm trying to layer in different voices. In this particular segment, it's actually me talking on the mic and then asking Cecil a question. And then you hear me go, it'd be like, oh, yeah, so Cecil, what do you think about the big Dennis Rodman trade?
I think it's a good trade, poor boy.
Yeah, me too. I like that they got Sean Elliott.
Yeah, he's the human vulture. I don't like him.
So,
have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
That's what you have here. It's a lot of that. Really obvious back and forth that it's all me. And I believe that it's like flawless and perfect and great.
Okay.
But it sucks tons of dick. So here is that. This is one of the longer segments in all of this whole
show.
Nobody plays more nonstop rock than Z93, the mobile home of rock and roll. Right there, Diesel. Very cool track called Tip of My Tongue. Also, ZZ Top there. And the...
It's always like, ha, 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 ha. I've
tip of my tongue.
I've always just said, on the tip of my tongue. It's a very cool song, guys.
Priest. How you doing, folks?
Judas Priest. Did you hear that? The Priest.
Eric Zane in with you, 695-5100 for what we like to call a Mad Dog Friday night. Anything goes, and we're having a good...
Anything goes. You know, whatever. You know, if it, right. As far as playing music, I mean, it's not like we're going to start fucking or something, but...
One at that. You got something? I just wanted to say, there's this guy that called up a couple minutes ago.
Jesus.
He gave me a poem, and it's a doozy. It's a beauty.
Cecil used to do poetry. The character.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I would play like this.
Oh, no.
The stupid jazz flute and read and make up fucking poems.
Oh, no. I just got this weird rush of a feeling over my body. Like, just
douche.
Yeah, douche chills. Oh,
dude, fucking poems.
Oh, no.
And if Bonehead Poor Boy didn't record over it, you didn't.
I didn't.
If he didn't record over it, we're going to do that in about 15 minutes. Or so, I don't know, whatever we can get time around it. What do you got for it?
I'm talking to me.
Yeah. Crows. Black Crows. This is Remedy, WKQZ Midland. Let's rock.
Let's rock.
Okay, now that's just a snippet of episode number 3. You can get the full show on my Patreon. Each week, 11 bonus episodes, including Who Are These Zanes? New episodes drop Saturdays at midnight. I hope you check it out. That alone is worth the price of admission of $5 or $10 a month. Who Are These Zanes? The Patreon is powered 100% by the audience. Thank you for your dollars and cents. I appreciate that very much. And no sponsors on that, just you. So thank you. Thank you again. All right. Check it out, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for the time. Bye-bye.